This pasuk finishes the thrust of the previous view, and really the larger section as a whole, for we encounter a paragraph break again at this stage. In summation, such are the ways of those who entice others with promises which stoke greed and dreams of wealth. Their words are empty, as treacherous as the nets spread out by hunters, and their real victims are not only the explicitly targeted pockets to be picked, but rather those whose help they seek to enlist with their seductions. In the end, these would-be allies will be stripped bare of their capital and will be left both financially bereft and, even more devastatingly, morally bankrupt. We conclude, then, this first true section of Mishlei, after the initial introductory section, having been warned of the frequent, albeit direct and unabashed, calls of the evil inclination and wicked acquaintances, and having been exhorted to avoid even momentary consideration of their beckons. More alert and focused than we began, there are dangers out there, and they are guileful. But if we are smart, we can avoid them, and with that illusion, we elude the devastation they are sure to bring about.